Ohio approved and licensed for disposal. At Ron Evans Enterprises, they specialize in sewage system installation and repair. Ron Evans has a full line of flex pipe, culverts, concrete and plastic septic tanks, sewer fittings, waterline rolls for the Home American water heaters, along with toilets, standard and ADA. It's all at Ron Evans Enterprise, LLC. Give them a call today at 1-800-537-9528 or 740-286-5930.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Everyone, happy Monday. It is a, for the first time in a long time, a beautiful day. Going to be highs near 75 degrees today, some sunshine in the skies, and we have the Boy Scouts, and yeah, we're going to talk about spaghetti. So it's a great day.
It's great auctions. Food.
Don't forget about auctions.
And auctions.
Yeah.
Spaghetti and auctions. Okay. Well, first off, welcome back, guys. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Stephen Johnston. Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 57 and current Cubmaster for Pack 58.
And I'm John Stabler, Assistant Scoutmaster for Troop 57 and the Committee Chair for Troop 58.
I'm Ben Stabler, Assistant Senior Patrol Leader for Troop 57.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what planet you're on right now? He hasn't had his root beer,
Mars?
He said.
Mars? Is it,
yeah,
Mars?
That's it. Yeah. Mars, yeah. Yeah. Did you know that they're asking people to, NASA has this whole Mars simulator, and they've asked for like 4 people to volunteer to live in the simulator for a year, and they have to mimic what it would be like to live on Mars.
That sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
It could be kind of cool though.
For a year, just losing your life, like, you know, like a year of your life, you can't leave this area.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That'd be kind of bad.
How big of an area can you roam, though? I mean,
it should be the distance.
They're going to have to roam on Mars.
Well, that's true. It's like a big, I think it's like a big warehouse situation.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the desert, so okay.
And you're, well, no, they've like they've simulated Mars, like it's, but it's inside.
Even the jumping?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they can do that. They have like technology, so it simulates the jumping in space, like on the moon.
I'd say it'd be more like the heat.
All I can think of is that movie, like that. The Martian, where Matt Damon had to just eat potatoes for, you know, like a year.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that.
You gotta grow what you can grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they all died.
Because like an opening got cut up into the thing.
I don't know. Something got cold. I remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a cut got into like something.
Anywho, that is so not what we're going to have to talk about today. But I did think that was really kind of fun and cool and interesting. Not this girl. I don't want to do that, but somebody will, and it will be really, really cool.
Now, how about being the first group to go to Mars?
Not it.
Oh, okay.
Well, they said it takes like, you can only be in space for so long.
Yeah,
or radiation gets to you.
Even when you get back, it's like weird.
Like you have to, they have to shoot it just right, and if they miss their chance, they ain't coming home.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's also weird because like when they get back, they have to like exercise in space because their body won't be like ready when they get back to Earth's gravity.
That just is so cool, but I'm glad other people decide to do it, not me.
Exactly, I'm happy where I'm at.
I like my trees and my mountains and my hills.
Yeah, I like my feet firmly on the ground. Thank you, gravity, and all of that. No, so when Courtney left, she left us this book, and it's Would You Rather, you know, things. And one of the questions in there, and I'll never find it right now, but one of them was, would you rather go up in a rocket ship or, like, down in a submarine, you know, be down in a submarine?
Rocket ship, not submarine.
I'm just going to tell you, the water is way more claustrophobic to me than...
We also, I'm pretty sure, know more about space than the sea, because there's a lot of stuff we don't know about it.
I'd say you're probably right. So, I don't know. Submarines, like, anything that's, like, confining. I went scuba diving one time in my life. I already confessed my fear of of heights on this show with you guys. But I went scuba diving one time, and it is very claustrophobic.
Oh, I love scuba diving, at least freshwater scuba diving, with what I've done is, I love it.
I just probably wasn't in the right mindset. I think I could probably do it again. And I did okay, except for the guy that was like our guide kept messing with me, and he was like putting starfish on my head and stuff. And it was like giving me anxiety. And I was like, I just need you to get away from me. And he wasn't getting the hint. Anywho.
That might do it.
So, getting back on topic.
Mars and the sea. Anyway, so spaghetti, let's talk about that. And Boy Scouts and stuff.
So this Saturday, it's going to be March 9th. And we're starting at 11 a.m. And Ben, you want to tell us a little bit about what the meals are going to be?
So with the meals, they're going to be $10. And it will include spaghetti, meatballs, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink.
All for $10.
For $10.
Yes.
And so this Boy Scout spaghetti dinner has been going on for, shall we say, a few years. I don't know if you guys know the number.
But we were trying to verify it.
Well, because of
when you were.
Well, the old C word kind of threw us for a loop.
Yeah, it did. But we have been doing it for 30 years now.
30 plus years.
I've been helping out with the spaghetti dinner since 96. So
it's been going on for a few years before that.
Yeah, a few years ago.
I think it started 89, yeah. Like that.
It was right after I graduated, so it happened while I was at college, and then I came back.
So that's when you had the cool haircut that we were all talking about.
No, that was high school.
Oh.
It was 80s rocker hair. It was not a mullet.
It was a mullet.
He says he didn't have a mullet. He had 80s rocker hair. And I'm like, well, it's kind of one and the same.
Yes. That's what we were saying as well.
So,
but that's a whole
there's
other
a slight
story.
Difference.
Why do we keep digressing? It's because we're talking about things that we talk about off the air that we shouldn't be talking about. Let's talk. Let's back up for a minute. This spaghetti dinner. What is the point of the spaghetti dinner?
Raising funds for the Scouts.
Right.
And what do you do with those funds?
We use that for campouts and getting more equipment for us.
Right. And so let's talk for a minute about your involvement in the Scouts, Ben.
I'm just a leader, and I'm just an assistant senior patrol leader.
What does that mean?
I am just. Gosh. I am the practically second in command in the Scouts.
So when it comes to Boy Scouts, the troop, the boys are completely in charge. We're only there to make sure they have the proper safety measures in place and to give them what they need. Everything else they choose to do is on them.
Because we were talking about that when we were in the other day with the Cub Scouts and the fact that you guys have much more involvement with that, supervising them and you know, actually instructing and making sure that they're safe and all that stuff. But the Boy Scouts, they tend to, once they graduate up to Boy Scouts, kind of do your own thing.
Yeah, the adults are only supposed to be resources and where the safeties.
They tell us what they want to do. We make sure it happens.
Okay. So what are some of the cool things that you've done? Now, so being the leader that you are you still technically a Boy Scout or are
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm still a Boy Scout.
So how old are you?
I'm 13.
13. And already a leader. That's amazing.
Yes.
Technically, I was forced to do this. I was voluntold by this guy.
It's not a matter of force. For them to maintain and gain rank, they have to hold a leadership position after they get in first class.
Okay.
I was a patrol leader at 12, 13.
Okay.
And I was senior patrol leader at 14 through 17.
Okay. Last year, I was a patrol leader. This year, I'm a assistant senior patrol leader. Next year, I'm going to be a senior patrol leader.
And okay. So for everything under senior patrol leader, those are all elected. So I didn't force him to do anything.
No, you volunteered me to be the assistant senior.
Well, it's good for you.
I told him to put in for it and to give his pitch.
You say tomato.
I never
and
said I
would. With that, the other scouts elected him as the assistant senior patrol leader. Now, what happens after that is you graduate or you transition into the senior patrol leader role at the next year. So in November, he'll become the senior patrol leader.
Cool.
And other scouts will be elected to the other positions again.
So in doing that, obviously you're still doing your Boy Scout stuff, but then you have a leadership role as well. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody about that.
Well, I have to decide roles when we're at campouts.
Okay.
So I have to whoever's going to do cleaning duty, I have to decide that. Whoever's going to cook and whatnot, and stuff like that.
So, you do the toilets?
No. We don't.
When we did go to camp, we did rotate having to clean latrines and stuff like that back when I was in. I don't know about
you. Did you have to?
Yes. Yes. We cleaned our bathrooms, we cleaned our showers. It was our responsibility.
Yeah.
Again,
you want a nice space to do all this stuff, you clean it.
Well, and at summer camp, that's a lot of the locations. What they do is each unit will get a different job that they have to do, whether it be, for your meals, there has to be someone who's going to be a waiter and cleans your dining area, and that changes every day.
Fun.
And then, if you have latrines and shower, or where you have latrines and showers, those have to be cleaned as well. So
latrine clean right here.
No, I did not. I've never done that. Really,
this guy
needs to learn it.
Yeah,
it's an important skill.
It is an important skill.
Everyone should know how to scrub a toilet.
Well, but also with the cooking, I mean that's one of those things that we have to rotate. We have to rotate folks in for cooking because we want them all to learn and to understand these skills on what it's going to take.
If I was cooking, everybody would have food poisoning.
No, they wouldn't.
I messed up French toast, all right?
But it can happen.
It happens. You got to learn how to do stuff.
Yeah.
You get better at it. That's why you do it more.
See, you don't just be born knowing how to cook.
You pick the shells out first.
Yeah.
No, that's not why. It was kind of undercooked, and I didn't have enough as well.
Yeah, that's how
and that's
A learning.
Again, that's part of
it. Well, also, this guy didn't try to help me that much. He just made me do it all by myself without help.
That's how you learn.
You gotta learn.
I told him what he needed. And
so
what
that's why I ended up eating black powder one time.
Oh no!
I ate black powder once because I was told it was edible.
What is black powder?
Black powder is
black powder rifle,
but it's not good. It's still
makes
not
a shoot. It doesn't taste good.
Oh god!
Yeah, it does not taste good.
And I am not the one who did that.
You allowed me
as an instructor.
You gave me permission.
I would not have.
You
that
gave me permission.
Sounds horrible.
I would not have recommended
if it makes you feel any better on a dare. A bunch of us.
I wasn't dared.
And
I did it with my own free will.
Oh, you did it? Well, if it makes you feel any better, we ate chalk in junior high, so.
All right.
Dog missed it in college for $5.
I ate a dog.
We've all been there. Yes. It's fine.
I ate a dog treat because I wanted to see what it tastes like. Do not.
All right. Well, get back
on topic.
We digress once again.
Some of the other things that we do, they have summer camp that they go out for a week. We do other camp outs throughout the year, do some hikes.
Yeah.
We did the Hocking Hills winter hike, just a few of us this year. But
a couple of years ago, they went to Philmont.
And 2 years ago, we went to Philmont. Last year,
where's that?
So Philmont is in New Mexico.
Okay. That's awesome.
And we did a, what was it? We did a 70-mile hike, backpacking trip. We crested a 12,441-foot peak,
mm-hmm.
Mount Baldy. And so last year we did about 80 miles of backwater canoeing through different lakes and such. So
cool.
And that was in the northern tier of Minnesota. So the boundary waters between Minnesota and Canada.
So you've done all kind of fun stuff.
No, he didn't get to go do that because he's.
I am not old enough.
He can't do that until after after his birthday this year. So okay. He'll be able to do High Adventure after this
so
year.
So what's like the coolest thing that you've gotten to do in Boy Scouts so far that you probably wouldn't have gotten to do otherwise?
Shoot a lot of guns.
Okay.
Because I will shoot a shotgun. I haven't shot that before.
That sounds fun.
Shooting sports is a really big thing.
Can I come out and you can teach me how to shoot a gun?
Yeah, no,
I can do that.
No, I can't. Okay. That would be Doug, our scoutmaster.
I think we should do that, Dylan. We should go out with a Boy Scout sometime and we can how to do stuff.
We'll let you know when our next camp out is.
The only thing that I am against is repelling. I'm all right, not doing
let's
that.
Go to a repelling
thing. I still think I could get you down repelling in a calm manner, I bet.
No, it's not gonna happen.
I've done it before.
She would just talk to you the whole way. I don't think you should.
Fetal position, and that would be the end of Jen.
Didn't someone climb back? I forget. I heard this story. Someone climbed back up because they were so scared of doing it. They're like,
I can see that.
Forced themselves back up onto the ledge.
Amazing how much you can shimmy when you're terrified.
See, when I was in the army, they make you jump off a tire into a net. So,
yeah, no, I'm
that kind of broke that.
If you fell the wrong way, that would hurt.
Well, that's part of it. They teach you how to fall.
Part of what they teach you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I would probably do that before I would rappel. Because there's a net.
Yes. And rappelling is still safer because you have your belay who makes sure that you can't go anywhere. Just like when you were in the fetal position, your belay lowered you safely to the ground. So
Yes, they did.
I like jumping off things. I did that a lot when I was in the intermediate school. Technically, we're not supposed to, but the teachers didn't say anything about that.
So okay. He's admitting to breaking
the law. So you broke the law.
The teachers saw me do it, and they didn't say anything.
That's because you did get hurt. It would have been different if you got hurt. Trust me on that.
I pretended to get hurt one time, and someone was like, oh, my gosh, are you okay? I'm like, yep. I just jumped back up.
Oh, my gosh.
But
so, okay, so you got to shoot guns. That's cool. You probably wouldn't have done that.
We also do archery. I do not like
see, I would like to do archery. I think that would be fun
it's
to try.
It's very annoying.
It would be humbling, I feel like.
I enjoy archery as well. But I am an rifle, pistol, and shotgun instructor, so make sure that you're...
Oh, we so need to do that.
So we can make sure we
throw hatchets. As well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that bad.
I told you, I was actually good at axe throwing when I went.
Yeah.
I didn't axe throw. I knife threw. I was throwing knives.
Yep.
At our last summer camp out.
And that's one of the things that scouting has brought in. They're doing more with the axe throwing and the throwing knives as well. So
because we could do it back in when I was in, but we had the we wasn't supposed to be doing it.
You were just doing it.
We used to play handles, and that's what you throw a tomahawk,
and then
the next person throws theirs, and the object is to stick it in their handle.
It sounds like something, and it can be
pretty amazing to see how close and how good people can get.
So. Yeah.
But it can get expensive because those handles aren't cheap.
<It's not> cheap.
That or you have to learn how to make a good handle.
Exactly.
That too. All skills you can do in the Boy Scouts, right?
Yes, they are.
Woodworking.
So, yeah, woodworking. One of our scouts right now is working on
Eagle Project.
His Eagle Project is reading closets, so lending libraries.
My nephew, actually.
So he's creating two lending libraries that they're going to be putting out.
Okay.
So that those can be out there. He's also done a book drive, and they've collected about 50 or 60 books to seed the lending library. So
one downside to making it is we're not allowed to use power tools, really. Or saws until we're like 18 and 16, you can use a power drill.
Yeah, Guide to Safe Scouting has put some restrictions in. That,
oh, come on.
I mean, they just want you all to keep your limbs.
I've used a drill before, and I haven't been 16 because of this guy. Unsafe, you know.
I'm confused.
Guide to Safe Scouting's changed some things. Yeah, we're like... To use a cordless drill or even a corded drill, they are required to be 16 years old now.
That's the dumbest thing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Scout Writer, Book Writer Guy, but that's dumb. Okay.
Yeah, it's So now we can do hand tools and things like that,
which is just as good to learn from.
It is. I mean, you still need to learn how.
You got to learn how to crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
So.
They don't let us use power drills, but they let us use knives.
I mean,
I didn't see the.
To be fair, we teach you how to start using a knife.
Yeah, just teach us how to use power drills.
At 9 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just teach us how to use
power drills. He has a point.
We used to. So yeah. This is new to me.
That's the first time I've been told that.
There's a shed outside of Lake Elma that Jay Lockard built for his Eagle Scout project. We did all the cutting. We did everything for that. You know, that's confusing to me. So,
yeah, it was one of those things. They've tweaked the guide to safe scouting to reduce that ability. But yeah, so Jay Lockard for his Eagle project. It was a bridge off of the bike path there. Well, one of the things that they didn't relay to Jay as he was doing his Eagle project is the dimensions were told had to be 10 feet wide. Well, they made it 10 feet wide.
Okay.
But where the walls are, it's the interior dimensions or the actual roadway had to be 10 feet wide.
I gotcha.
So it is 6 inches or 8 inches too narrow, so it can't be officially part of the bike path. So
is it the one that goes to the school at the
that's a different bridge. That's not his. So when you drive out Lake Elmer Road or 139, you'll see this what looks to be a building off to the right by the bike path, and that is Jay's Eagle project. But
it's a good place to stop if you get caught in the rain there. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
It is a great rain shelter. Yes.
Yes. Very, very good. And all of this stuff can be learned through scouting, which is super duper cool. And, you know, like you were saying, you know, the guns and the learning knife skills and all of this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that wouldn't ever be able to touch any of that stuff had they not been in scouts.
What's the one Mayor Badger we're working on right now? Is it emergency preparedness?
Yeah, emergency preparedness. Yeah. Like, so to earn your Eagle Scout, there are 14 required merit badges. There are 3 that you can interchange in those. But you have to earn a total of 21 different merit badges. So they have to it forces you to learn a variety of skills.
From entrepreneurship.
What is it?
Yeah. Salesmanship.
You get more than more Eagle required.
Eagle Palm.
No, those are palms that go.
So if you reach your Eagle at a young enough age, you can continue on, and for every so many merit badge you get an extra little palm, and that's the I think there's a total of
5 that you can get.
Cool.
So very few get all 5, and then even fewer get. Well, actually, it's what is it? Only 7% of scout? No, 3% of scouts.
Would it be
7% of scouts earn their Eagle, and then as the palms continue, like I said, that number dwindles. And then very, very few, it's around 1% or a little over, that actually earn all their merit badges. And that's, gotcha. I think, currently 165.
How would rare would it be to have all your merit badges, all the palms, and be a mountain man?
Well, the mountain man program is very specific to a couple.
I've heard it's
3 camps right now.
Yeah. So that's it.
I've heard it's been like, it's been more relaxed than the Frontiersman program. Graham has been more relaxed than
They have changed some of the rules with the move from Chief Logan Reservation to Camp Falling Rock.
I don't like that they got rid of Chief Logan. I'm just going to say that.
A lot of people are happy.
I will say this. One of our Brian Dalton, aka Radar, he's kind of been our historian when it comes down to CLR and stuff like that, and he announced that they did buy it. They're going to be putting some cabins out there, but they don't know if it's going to be public or private.
Yeah,
hopefully it's public, so you know everybody can get a chance to go out there and experience.
Sure. It's
not going to be the same magic of Chief Logan, but it's beautiful out there.
Yeah,
I remember there was one vine at one of the campsites that we weren't supposed to get on. But everyone did it anyway. Every person practically. I'm pretty sure you remember that vine. It's like, which one of the outer ones? We've been at that camp for a while. When we were at. there is like a creek beside us.
Oh.
And there's like a vine there.
Hope, yeah. Hope well. Yeah.
Yeah. We were like, there's a vine.
All right.
You're telling on yourself. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yes. Stop telling on yourself.
Okay. Back to the spaghetti dinner.
Yeah. So it's this Saturday. We start serving meals at 11.
Okay.
11 a.m. And then we'll serve until we run out. And right
is
behind
that
us.
It?
So that was last year's, one of last year's meals. So, spaghetti, breadstick, dessert, drink. And so it's one of those things. And then we have a silent auction and a Chinese auction that'll be going on, the entire time until 5 o'clock.
Awesome.
At 5 o'clock, we'll close those down and call those out. And then at 6 o'clock, our live auction will start.
Okay.
And we've had scouts and families that have been gathering things for the last couple months.
Yeah.
We were out this last weekend, and we 4 Mile Bakery donated another set of their cornhole boards again. So
oh, cool.
We'll have a set of those. So we're kind of excited.
Now, do you have to be present to be in the auction, or do you guys put it on Facebook
so
too? Or
the live
how does
auction
that work?
Is, I believe, you have to be present.
You have to be present.
And Chinese, you don't have to
be. Okay. Yeah,
so you don't have to be
in. Get your Chinese auction cards or put your silent auction bids down.
Okay.
And we will just contact you for those. But for the live auction,
you need to be there.
We'll need to have you there for
okay.
Those, so, yeah.
And there's a lot of good stuff this year. A lot of good stuff. People were still bringing in things as well. So
very good.
What's the one donation we got from the, what's their name again? The Amish ones that do the carpentry.
Our friends out at the Pine. Trying to remember the name now. I got it messed up. The one that just recently burnt down.
Pine Ridge
Log, Rustic Log Furniture. There we go.
Didn't they have it?
So we went out and talked to them, and they actually gave us 2 gift certificates to add. And we got to have a very nice conversation about the Amish community and the support that they provide one another. And
didn't it burn down? And
yeah.
How long did they immediately rebuilt it?
Yeah. And they, I mean, it was built back within 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And just what they do and how things go. Very, very wonderful folks. Great to talk to.
Yeah.
So,
good sense of community there.
Very much so. And it's kind of nice to, for them, I mean, even coming back from what they just dealt with and still having to replace some of that stuff. Now us hopefully being able to help each other in bringing them back a little more.
Well, very good. And I know, is Jeremiah cool to wait a minute or okay? All right. So let's talk for a minute about you. I heard that you will do some carry out.
So yes.
For the spaghetti dinner.
You can call or text. And that number is 740-710-1913. 740-710-1913.
Okay.
And Audra will she'll make sure she gets that all down. She'll get everything scheduled, and then that way we'll send folks out. We're doing deliveries in Wellston, in Wellston only, just with because gas just jumped 26 cents a gallon again. So it's like goodness, but so that we'll be ready for that and have that opportunity. Let's see, trying to make sure I'm not forgetting anything.
So just to let you know
where we're going
to
be.
Oh yeah, we'll be at St. Peter and Paul Parish Hall in Wellston.
Okay. So still there, even
still
though
there. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So all this money that comes in will be broken down, and that goes into each scout's individual accounts, and that's how they pay for things. We teach them money management that way as well.
Because whenever we have to go to like scout camp, we usually have to pay for something, or a high adventure camp, we have to pay for something to go there.
And so just to recharter every year. With the increases that we've had over the last 3 years, it's now $167 per scout per year. And that's without the Scout Life magazine. Scout Life magazine's another $15 on top of that if they want that. We have a high adventure camp.
Plus just all the other stuff.
Yeah. Plus all that. So like to go to Philmont, you're looking at about $2,500 per scout.
Oh, wow.
Because that includes their travel there and back, their food, meals there and back.
Sure.
That does not include the backpack or anything like that.
Yeah, that's yeah. That doesn't include any of the gear.
How much? How when you started out the Philemon, how much did your bags weigh?
Well, mine couldn't go over 36 pounds, but everybody else 60 was 70. Anywhere. We had one guy who, with the food that we had, because we had 5 days worth of food, or 4 days for our first one, his bag was right about 67 pounds. And so people range now.
He has a wimpy back, if you're wondering.
No, it's the knees.
I had doctors. Yeah. I had no, it wasn't the knees.
Back
knees were good. The doctor's restriction. I had a doctor's restriction said I couldn't.
Wimpy back.
Didn't someone almost fall over?
So Northern Tier, you've got to do a couple of different things. They got what's called gray whales, which is all your food or all your gear. And then everybody's personal gear is put into that, which is in dry bags to try to keep everything from getting soaked. So everybody on the trek has to carry one of those. So those bags usually weigh anywhere from 60 to 75 pounds. So not our trip, but a trip prior to that, we had a kid who weighed 100 pounds.
Oh my God.
And that is the bare minimum that you're allowed to be when you go to Northern Tier. So it was one of those things that they joked because fell over and he was on his back.
Poor
and
kid. Really,
so they had to help him up. And so they ended up trading his pack with the interpreter's pack. Cause the interpreter is the guide that's there, their interpreters, cause it's a different pay scale.
Gotcha.
But, their pack is usually only about 30 pounds or so.
Okay.
So they were able to help him out a little bit. That, or you have to carry the canoes, and they've got the ones that are made out of the aluminum, which are about 80 pounds, or they've also got the ones that are Kevlar. So those are only about 50 pounds. So gotcha. It just kind of depends.
Which scout was it that easily was carrying one of the canoes? There was one scout that was easily carrying the canoe, you said.
Well, everybody ended up having to port the canoe at some point. Some of our portages were, like went in rods. Some were only like 10 rods. So we're looking at, it was probably like 75, 100 feet or so. But we had one that we ended up doing twice that was a mile long portage.
Oh my.
So
that's a long way.
We did stop. Halfway, just to kind of give everybody a sense of, okay, we're almost there, and then finished out. But the views were phenomenal, and that's one of those things. I probably should have sent you pictures of the trips.
Would have loved that.
Pictures really don't justify it.
Oh, I mean, the water is
too green.
The water and the skies were amazing. We had one day that we had storms, and we were on the lake and ended up having to get off the lake fairly quickly because the lightning that was coming about.
Oh.
And then, so everybody has to get into a lightning stance. So.
What is a lightning stance?
So everybody is, what you have to do is you have to squat down, you take your hands and you have to hold your, over like your shins. Yes. And kind of like.
Get as low as you can.
But you're up on just the balls of your feet.
Wait, like,
why?
So,
like, I mean, what's
that way of
the least amount of contact with the ground?
You got rubber actually contacting the ground.
Yeah, and you have to sit like that until lightning has been gone for at least 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, no thanks.
It gets tiresome. We had some kids and you have to spread everybody out at least 50 feet from each other.
Okay.
So we were spread out over a wide area.
You're not sitting ducks, literally.
So, yeah. And
lightning likes to.
It will spread out and could get everybody. So that way it makes it harder for people to get hurt. So
I have a story about lightning. There's like a thunderstorm going on. We had a flagpole. This was at Chief Logan. There's a thunderstorm going on.
No bad stories.
My brother touched the flagpole. Jokingly said, "You won't trick me down, Zeus. You won't." He kept saying that as a joke. Yeah.
As you can tell, middle schooler, hard time controlling his mouth.
What I will tell you is don't stick your tongue on the flagpole either.
No, he was quoting his hand.
Yes.
Oh.
But so we have lots of things like that. And we are actually very blessed because, like, with prepping for Philemon, we have Shawnee State Forest that's nearby. We have
Zaleski.
We have Vesuvius. some of these, and so like Zaleski and Shawnee State Forest, we have folks coming from Michigan, Indiana,
right, to explore our beauty,
to come
that we
explore
live
our
in.
Beauty, but also it is the best areas to prepare for a trip like Philmont
for because of the hills,
in the entire gotcha. Region,
the weather. Because in Philmont, the weather can change within minutes. It could be a beautiful, clear day, and then thunderstorm and hell.
Yeah.
But with our elevation changes, Shawnee State Forest has some of the best ways of dealing with elevation change. So it helps us to go through it. Ah,
that's Philmont.
There you go. That's Philmont.
Wow.
So,
look
yeah.
how beautiful.
And it is gorgeous out there. It's definitely cute. A different environment. We traveled by train.
Cool. I've always wanted to do a train trip.
And
I forget which one it was, but on the way back or to Philmont, a bunch of the scouts got a bunch of these like energy or something things.
Okay.
And they poured them all into one thing and mixed it up.
That was probably not the best idea either.
They weren't energy drinks. They were hydration packets.
Yeah.
So
they kept daring each other to take
it. They were very hydrated.
It was the last night out. And so they're like, oh, we got all these hydration packets. So they put like 12 of them or 14 of them
in
one thing. Oh, there's the buses headed out to one of our campsites. So
nice to you. With your weird non-beardness.
Yeah, that was
the weird non-beardness.
He looks weird about me.
But
that's on the bus there, ain't it?
Yeah, that's on the bus headed okay. out. So it was quite interesting. So it was a good time.
Well, very cool.
But
see, we didn't have digital cameras back when I went to Philmont, so all my pictures
we're
got destroyed.
Very geeky sometimes.
Now,
really silly and stuff.
What was amazing is right before we got ready to leave, there was a train derailment. It crashed with a dump truck that was crossing.
That sounds horrible.
And the scouts that were actually on the train actually went off and rendered aid to the person that was in there and kept him alive until EMS was there. So
yeah, we thought it was them because we didn't know they were like off that train.
It was the trek before them.
It was
oh my gosh.
It was a trek that ended 3 days prior to us, and so we're out there, and then once we get back to base camp, we start getting all these phone calls and text messages.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on? What's happening?
We were worried about it was them. We're like,
oh, well, they would have told us. We would have. They would have let us know.
So,
it was them.
And then on the way back, we were like, well, we're not sure we're going to be able to get all the way to Chicago. Concern when we finally got on the train, the conductor said, and for all of our scouts that are on there, they have our rail cleared all the way to Chicago, so we will be able to make it.
Oh, goody.
So, and there was this cheer that came up from the last two train cars. So it was kind of interesting.
Oh, cool.
And then there's also observation cars that are on there. So the majority of the time, most of our scouts were on the way there were in the observation cars. And we were able to teach a lot of kids about euchre. So
good.
I still don't really know
again,
how to play.
Life best skill you need to know.
Best
I know how
time.
To play poker, but not euchre.
So well, we used to be known as the euchre troop. We used to play euchre all the time.
Talking about games, at scout camp, we play a lot of camp volleyball sometimes, depending on the camp we're at, and we play gaga ball.
It's a gaga pit. So what it is, it's a pit that's about 12 feet by 12 feet, and you've got a ball, and you go in. And
knee below if you get hit.
You have to hit the ball and bounce it. And if you get hit, and you're only allowed to hit folks from the knees down.
Yeah.
Modified dodgeball.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's in a confined space.
You can also only hit it once until it hits the wall or someone else hits it. Unless it gets down to the last two, then everybody does double tap.
So, okay, now fine. You know.
So it's a new game.
And Gaga Ball.
It's that new. It's been
well, cool.
Come join us March 9th. We start serving 11.
This Saturday.
11 a.m.
coming Saturday. 11 a.m. to...
until we run
until
out.
Until you run out.
But our auction, like I said, our
Chinese
silent,
and
Chinese
silent
will
is
run 11 from to 11 to 5. Our actual live auction starts at 6. So we'll be there. And like I said, we'll run food. The one thing we don't have right now this year is our spaghetti eating and pie eating contest.
I was just about to say something about that.
It's a little sad, but right now, it's one of those things.
You might have it.
But if you're interested in
donating
delivery, you can call 740-710-1913.
Yep.
Or if there is something that you think would be of value for us to auction off, you can reach out to us and let us know, and we will stop by, pick it up. Like this weekend when we were out and about again, we dropped some flyers off, and we've got some managers that are going to call us back. So
sure. Awesome.
But it's one of those things that one of the items, there's a set of mirrors that's being that was donated. And it's actually from Janetta's. So,
oh my God. So the things that those mirrors have seen. Yes.
The one is actually got the logo on it that with that she had the gold leaf painted on there.
That is awesome.
So yeah, from Nona. So it's one of those things that's going to be kind of neat, and
that's cool.
A little piece of history.
A little nostalgia for you.
I think, John's pocketbooks are going to get hit a little bit.
You'll practically take anything like with toys and whatnot.
Okay.
But like last year, we had a Space Side Barrel.
We had a
Space Side Barrel.
People lose their minds over.
Oh yes, they do.
Size bed.
I got a stick that during the saw.
I mean, we auction off a lot. Stick.
It's ornamental.
That Space Side Barrel went for like $500 last year.
Yeah.
So but people love them. So it's pretty awesome. So there's lots of different things like that that'll be there. We had a kayak last year that was donated.
Awesome.
So. And again, all this goes to a great cause.
Yeah.
It all goes to help the kids.
And that's the whole point.
Yes. You know,
we had like a showcase as well, like some case, you know, like that you put stuff in, like you put on a thing to show it to everyone who goes into your house.
Yeah, you put it on a thing and
the mantle
stuff.
Yeah.
That thing.
What do they call it?
That thing. A showcase.
Yeah, that's what I said, showcase.
Like a display box for the football?
A shadow box.
We had a football that was in a display box. We also had a baseball.
Shadow
so.
Box.
Okay.
You didn't really need to have the football in it.
Well, cool. Well, everybody come out this coming Saturday. Saints Peter and Paul, support the Boy Scouts. They're working hard, and you can get a great meal all at the same time.
For $10.
You for can't, $10.
Spaghetti with meatballs for $10. You can't beat that. Can't beat it.
And they'll deliver if you're in Wellston.
Yes.
Yep.
So give them a ringy dingy. All right.
One of the most annoying things about it is washing the dishes in the back.
Hey, it's a life skill, man.
Speaking of,
I got an unwanted.
We do the leaders will do the cooking. The kids do everything else. They do they'll take
place
outs.
No, that is good.
They do the dishes. They help with the auction items.
Yes.
So it's they actually
they work it.
They actually earn their money. Because they'll be there at 6 o'clock the night before until 10, 11, and then they'll be back in there at 11 o'clock the next day. Till 8, 9 o'clock at night. So they're working.
You also get one free meal.
Oh.
Yep.
Hey, it's worth it then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. We greatly appreciate
you.
Well,
thanks for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Anything you have coming up, just let us know.
We'll do, and hopefully we didn't take too much of Jeremiah's time.
Nope. Jeremiah's used to standing, hanging around, I think. News guy, always hanging around.
Always looking for something. All right.
Yep. All right. Well, let's while we're switching out here, let's do that weather forecast, because today is looking absolutely beautiful. And that is not the weather forecast.
Why do I keep doing this?
I don't know. Thanks, guys. He swears he did it today. We'll see. Thank you so much, guys. So Dylan is working toward the weather forecast. I'm not sure.
I mean, the website's telling me this.
Like, that's not even close.
I am so confused right now. Okay, let me just...
Because today's March 4th, so you're way ahead.
I mean, it's giving me some weird stuff.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. I got something. It's a little odd.
And then we'll get to Jeremiah here in just 1 second after we do that weather forecast.
Okay, there we
go. Okay, now Dylan says he's got it.
Yeah, it's a little funky, but we got it.
We got it. Okay, so here we go. All right, here we go. For today, look at that weather. Oh, my goodness. Sunshine, highs of 72 degrees, may get up closer to even 75 degrees today. So get out if you have anything to do outside. Today's the day to do it. For tomorrow, about the same temperatures, but that chance of rain comes back into the forecast tomorrow and then on Wednesday. And then popping back down into the low 60s for Thursday, Friday. So, but still not too bad for this time of the year. So we will take it. All right. So I think we have Jeremiah waiting in the wings somewhere. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay. There he is. Hi, buddy.
It looks like we can't hear him for some reason, though.
Wait.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear him through the phone, but I can't hear him through the...
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear him either. I have no... Oh, wait, there he is.
Are you there now? Hey, there you are! All right!
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Well, I'd be better if you brought me some food.
Oh, I tell you what. So, Jen... I'm standing outside the brand new Casa Grande of Jackson, where today, Monday, March 4th, is an exciting day for the new restaurant, as it's supposed to open to the general public for the first time.
That is so cool. I know that they did a kind of a soft opening yesterday, kind of an invite only, and unfortunately I wasn't able to go, but I did see lots of good stuff on Facebook this morning about it. So what can you tell us?
So that's right. There was a soft opening yesterday for the new business. It was last night. That was Sunday, March 3rd. And I was told by invitation only, but I think a few people did stop by from the community and they went ahead and served them, you know, last night. But today is basically day one. And I did confirm with folks inside, they will open this morning at 11 a.m. and will be open through 10 p.m. this evening.
Very good. And did they give you any indication of some of their, you know, maybe best entrees or their specialties? I know, for example, that they do a lot of really, really good desserts that they make there.
Yeah, I've not had the opportunity to speak with management yet. They haven't made their way in yet. Just employees have popped out and chatted with me this morning. But They're expecting an exciting first day here at Casa Grande. I will say, according to their website, this is their hours throughout the week. Tuesday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. And Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I want to mention that this new Mexican restaurant is a part of the Ortiz Restaurant Group. And also wanted to remind you, Jen, if you recall, the official groundbreaking ceremony for Casa Grande of Jackson was held back Tuesday, November 1st, 2022.
Yeah, that seems like it was a while ago, wasn't it?
It's hard to believe it was back in 2022, that fall, when they broke ground here at the, this is the old Goodyear plant site. You know, yeah. Part of it anyway.
Yeah, part of it out front there, kind of in front of the movie theater and that kind of a situation. If you don't know where this is in Jackson, out on that end of town, not the downtown area, but the more out toward the, I guess, Walmart area, if you will. Everybody knows where that is. So.
Yeah, State Route 93, which is still Main Street here between... the exit for State Route 32 and down McCarty Lane there. It's along this part of Main Street. So the address here, it's 984 East Main Street here in Jackson. And their website is Casa, that's CASA-Jackson.com. And you can get on there and look at their hours. And they may have the menu and stuff on there as well. And Dylan can probably put that in the comments for people looking for the website.
Okay. Well, I still think that you should bring us back some food.
Yeah. It's like I said, they don't open until 11. And we're still waiting for management to get here. But we have plans to get with management and or the owner here after our interview on Main Street. and sit down with them to hopefully do some kind of newspaper article for the Telegram, and hopefully get some kind of photo to go along with that. So you can look for that in a future edition of the Telegram or online at thetelegramnews.com.
Well, very good. And Jeremiah, you picked a heck of a day to go out there and stand. It's beautiful outside, huh?
It is. It is a beautiful day here in Jackson. And if you're looking for something to do for lunch or dinner, come on down here to Casa Grande of Jackson.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to tell us before we let you go?
I don't think so. I saw a lot of great reviews on Facebook last night, and a lot of people in the community came to the soft opening that were invited and had a lot of great things to say about the new restaurant here in Jackson. So we're excited to have another option for a sit-down restaurant here in Jackson, because we don't have too many of those. So it'll be a nice opportunity to sit down with the family and have some Mexican food here at Casa Grande of Jackson.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, thank you, buddy, and enjoy that weather out there.
All right. We'll take it back to the studio to you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, here with our good friend Dylan. And are you a spaghetti fan?
Actually, yeah. I mean, it's got some veggies in it, so I don't like that too much. But I do like spaghetti, especially when you put sugar in it, because it just sweetens it and it makes it like the best thing I've ever tried. I do the same thing with chili, too.
You put sugar in chili?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
We need to talk about you and your sugar intake.
Well, I mean, I just like it. I put sugar in my coffee, everything. Are you like from
Elf? I don't know. Do you need to hang that up? Or?
It wouldn't hurt to have my phone back. I mean, kind of. I mean, I don't really drink a lot of pop. I drink mainly water. Uh-huh. But when I drink coffee, it's always got sugar. When I eat chili, it's got sugar. When I eat, you know, spaghetti, sugar. Corn, sugar. I mean, it's how I was raised. It's what we do in my family.
Eat sugar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of sugar, even in cereal. You put extra sugar in your cereal.
Oh, my God. Ooh, no wonder you're so sweet.
I guess so. I mean, I don't have a lot of energy, though, so I don't know why that sugar isn't helping.
It's because you use all the energy in 5 seconds, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
That's what sugar does to you.
Yeah, you know, that would make some sense.
All right. Well, did you have a fun-filled weekend? What else do you have going on today?
Today, I mean, I might drive down to Waverly to figure out some stuff for the upcoming Piketon baseball game of the week. Okay. We're working on that. It's still very much in the works, but we're getting there. A lot of progress has been made. So hopefully we'll have them up and streaming here before too long. So the rest of my day will either be spent off in Waverly figuring that out or off in Raya writing my essay. Kind of just depends. My essay's still got like a week or so till it's due, but, you know, never hurts to get a head start.
Can you use ChatGPT to do it?
No, I've never used ChatGPT.
Liar.
What? No, I'm not lying. I don't use ChatGPT. I'm a very honest writer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, our grammar is really good, but that's just our generation.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, we're very verbal.
Yeah, you guys have such an eclectic vocabulary.
Yeah, we're very wordy.
Yes, something like that. Bunch of cheaters is what y'all are.
No, my generation has never cheated on an essay.
Right.
Or any assignment. We're very honest, good loving students.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't forget that, speaking of Saturday, the spring dance with Rick Kay and the All-Nighters is Saturday at 8 p.m. So you can go to the spaghetti dinner, and then you can still go to the Memorial Building at 8 p.m. And that is the Jaffe Spring Dance that they always have. And it is the Memorial Building here in Jackson. You can call or text Mitch Costolo for tickets, 740-418-0195, or to reserve a table, because they do like tables as well. And it's just a great night. You can come, you can bring your own food and drinks and stuff. Rick Kay and the All-Nighters are a blast, and it's a fundraiser again for Jaffe, who puts on the Apple Festival, importantly, but also most importantly does a lot of great things for the community, like the food drives and all that stuff.
Yeah, Jaffe's always very busy with lots of different things.
They are. You mm-hmm. are correct on that.
And of course, the biggest being, you know, the Apple Festival, that I'm sure that takes a lot of funding, so events like this help on top of everything else they do. kind of like the firefighters where they just do all kinds of events for the community.
Do great things all the time. Mm-hmm. Always working to help people out.
Very true.
We do have a very giving community and it's wonderful. So you can go to the Boy Scout dinner. You can go to the dance. You can have all kind of fun this weekend.
Yep. And you can try some great Mexican food.
There you go. You can try that too.
Well, I'm not sure if you'd want spaghetti and the Mexican food, but I mean, go for it. I would do it.
I mean, Mexican food, good. Spaghetti, good.
All of it's good.
Eat it all together.
Yep. Was that a Joey quote?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought so. I recognize some Joey in that.
Yeah. Meat, good.
Oh, yeah. Phoebe's horrible. No, Rachel's horrible. Rachel's
her trifle.
Yeah.
She made.
Yeah, that looked disgusting.
What's not to like?
I mean, I'm someone who likes meat, and I couldn't do that.
It's a Friends episode. If you haven't seen it, you don't know what we're talking about. If you have seen it, you're laughing right now because it was really, really funny.
Very true.
Yeah, so all kind of great things going on. And so we hope you all get out and support this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But all right. Well, is there anything else to talk about today?
Nope. I think we've about covered it.
Okay. Are we going to get into some news tomorrow?
I believe so. Well, I'm not sure if it's news or if it's a guess. I can't read it from here and there's no Hayden to yell at.
Oh.
So we'll just have to figure it out tomorrow.
We'll let you know tomorrow then. And we'll get to the bottom of who ran into my building.
Oh, yep. We got to figure that out.
We've already figured it out. We'll let you know. I want to give a big old shout out to the Jackson Police Department, too, for helping out with that situation. Because they were Johnny on the spot. They were right there. So, good dudes. And girls, too. All right. Well, have a great day. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.